This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 869. Take a crack at today's idioms for an IELTS 7 and higher.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
On IELTS Speaking, you are often asked about habits, new, old, and future. Listen today and learn amazingly natural and high-scoring idioms to talk about your routines.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, how you doing today? What's happening?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm excited to be recording with you on the IELTS side, Lindsay.
I know. It's always great to make an appearance over here. Always great. I just love thinking about, you know, what happens with our students once they achieve their target scores. They end up in Australia or Canada living their dream lives. It's awesome.
It's so exciting, you guys. If you are in the Three Keys IELTS system, you can see these stories in our Facebook group. As soon as students get those amazing scores and they have unlocked their dreams and onto the future, they come back to the group, inspire everyone to keep studying. Because it's important to know that these scores are possible in the first place.
Exactly, Jessica. And that's the key to unlock your dreams. And I love the way that sounds. You know what I mean? Because it's really, you know, we start from being stuck. We are stuck at a 6. We're stuck at a 6.5. And then all we have to do is do the right things, listen to the right people that really understand the exam, get a study plan, and we can unlock those dreams.
Exactly, guys. We are going to teach you some vocabulary today that you can use to talk about unlocking your dreams, actually, right? Like getting motivated to start new things and to keep trying. Mm-hmm. But guys, we don't want you to have to try too many times for your IELTS exam, right? Mm-hmm. Don't waste your money taking the exam 5 times, 6 times. If you just get into Three Keys IELTS, you can only take the exam once and be done.
I love that idea. Yeah, so guys, go on over and take our score quiz because that is the place to get started. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and find out what score you would get if you took IELTS today, this afternoon, you know, in an hour. If you took IELTS, what would your score be?
Yes, guys, it's such a cool quiz. So many free resources. allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right, guys. So you are probably plugging away right now at studying English or practicing IELTS. So we're going to give you some awesome idioms to talk about these actions, these habits, or maybe giving up on a habit if it's not working for you, right? So we have so many things you could use on the speaking exam today, or actually in a general training letter as well. These are great phrases.
Yeah, exactly. So should we give our listeners the phrases first and then we'll give some sample answers? What do you think, Jessica?
Perfect. I love it. So we already gave you guys the first one, right? Mm-hmm. To keep plugging away at. So that just means that's a great idiom to say, like, you're continuing to try. You're continuing to give your effort to something. I feel like this can have a connotation of like drudgery or like it's a difficult thing you're trying to do, but you're gonna keep trying. So yeah. I think it's a positive thing.
Yeah. It has a connotation of like being motivated at the same time. It is hard and it's kind of awful, but you're also motivated. And it kind of has a negative positive spin on it. A little bit of both, I guess.
I think so. Well, it all depends on context, right? It depends on first, like how you're saying it, right? Your pronunciation. If you're saying like, ugh, I'll just keep plugging away.
Right,
obviously like you're not enjoying the effort.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's true. I love that. But that's a really good one. I mean, the point here is to get away from just saying, I'm going to try something, right? We're trying to say it in a more creative and interesting way.
Exactly, guys. Because this is this vocabulary today, guys, this is a great example of how you can get to that seven or higher, right? Because if you want to say stuck at a six, then don't use today's vocabulary, right? But if you want to stand out, then today's phrases are a great place to start. All right, what's another phrase we can use here?
Okay, so I like this phrase. It's to turn over a new leaf, and that means to start something new.
Yeah, this is a very positive phrase. And again, guys, we are going to give you some sample speaking answers and use these phrases so you can understand the context a little bit more. But yeah, just to define that, just like Lindsay said, it's just to start something new, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is usually used for bigger things, right? Mm-hmm. Like big changes in your life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this can also be used when you talk about a change you want to make kind of internally, like certain things within yourself that you want to see changed, like mindsets or, I don't know, dedication to something.
Totally. So both like physical actions and like changing the inside story, for sure.
Exactly.
Could be used for both.
Yep.
So another phrase we can use if you're just like beginning something new or starting something new, just to say to try something, to take a crack at. So it's like if the examiner is asking you about like something new you want to start in the future, right? There's a lot of questions like that in speaking part one. You could be like, you know, honestly, I want to take a crack at cycling. I want to start competing and training or something.
Yeah, take a crack at it. It kind of means that you're not sure how good you're going to be at this thing, but you're going to give it you know, your all. You're going to give it your all. That's another good one, by the way. Bonus.
Bonus phrase, give it your all. Oh, that's lovely. Guys, these phrases are so positive. I love it. So here's the last one, guys. What if you tried something, you plugged away, you gave it your all, but in the end, maybe it didn't work out. Sometimes you gotta know when to call it quits, right?
Yes.
So you could be like, you know, I have been going to the gym and like lifting weights for a long time, but honestly, I'm getting kind of bored with it. I think I'm just going to call it quits on that type of exercise.
Yeah. And so this is so much more creative and interesting than just saying stop, right? Most six students, you know, band six, band 6.5 might say I stopped exercising, right? But you as a seven student, you could say I decided to call it quits on my exercise routine. That's so much more interesting.
It's so good, guys. Oh my gosh, these phrases are so good. All right, so let's challenge ourselves, Lindsay. Let's take a crack at answering some speaking part one questions and see how many of these idioms we could use.
Okay, here we go. All right, I'm ready. I'm ready. You want to ask me?
So, is there something you'd like to change about your daily routine?
Yeah, I mean, so when it comes to my daily routine, I have to be honest, I work from home and I am a little bit of a coffee addict. And so to be honest, one thing that I think I would love to do is turn over a new leaf and take a crack at getting into drinking tea. Now, my attitudes towards drinking tea have always been a little bit, I feel like it's kind of the weaker drink. It tastes weak to me. It tastes kind of boring, where coffee is bold and bright and strong. And so I think it's time to call it quits on coffee, because I know tea may have certain things about it that may be healthier, although that might be a hypothesis. And I'm going to try to turn over a new leaf and try drinking more tea. So that's my answer.
That's funny, because that's kind of a pun too, because like tea comes from leaves.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What Another thing, guys, that I want you to notice about just how native and natural that answer was, where you said, I'm a little bit of a coffee addict, because it's like, you can't be like a little bit of an addict, right? Because addict is like, I have to have it. But guys, like, this is like a funny way to present that information. So I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And by the way, I don't believe that tea is healthier than coffee. I refuse to believe that. I'm just saying that for content here, but I always get annoyed when I go to like yoga centers or meditation. They never serve coffee. They always serve tea. I'm like, what's wrong with coffee? What's wrong with it? Why is it the bad guy?
Do you find that too? It totally is though. Oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure. Like for some reason, tea has the like the connotation of like, like mindfulness and like nature or something. I'm like, coffee is natural too. All right.
Yeah. Like, and it has been. Exactly. And I think there's probably a lot of teas that have just as much caffeine as coffee. I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm
for sure
there are. So I think that's a weird bias. Anyways. All right, Jessica, it's your turn.
Here we go. I'm ready.
All right. Is there a sport you've never tried but want to try in the future?
Oh gosh, that's a tough one. Something I've never tried but want to try in the future would be completing a half marathon. I want to take a crack at running a super long distance because I've been running for a long time. Like I keep plugging away 3 or 4 days a week, like put on the running shoes, go outside for a jog, but I've never actually challenged myself to run that far at one time. So you know what? Right now, I'm going to make a pledge. I'm going to turn over a new leaf and try to run at least 6 miles. This Sunday. Yes, that is my pledge. I'm going to call it quits on these measly 2 mile jogs and really go the distance.
Oh, wow. You got a lot of those in there and then some extra kind of phrases in there. Go the distance. I love that. So good. So good. So call it quits on your measly 2 mile jog. Is that what you said? So good. So good.
That's what I said. It's so fun. And yeah, so by the way, that also isn't completely true. Because like, I think James and I are just going to go for a 10K, which is long enough.
That's good.
But guys, you know what? I was an examiner for 14 years. I can promise you the examiner does not care if you lie. Make something up. Have fun with it. Like it's way more fun than trying to be honest the whole time.
Yeah, and in some ways, it could be easier to add interesting vocabulary if you are making things up, because you're not stuck to any actual fact that actually happened, right? You're kind of throwing in details. Right. So it could be a little bit easier to increase your vocab score as well as answer the question completely if you are just adding details that aren't true. I mean, it's a good strategy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like guys, maybe you heard me pause for a little bit and fill some time because I honestly couldn't think of like a sport that I've never, ever tried that I want to try in the future. Because like, if I wanted to try something, I just have like gone and done it. Right. So the first thing I thought of was like a half marathon, even though it's not true. So like, it doesn't matter. The examiner just needs to hear you speak. Right. That's it. It's a speaking test. So whatever comes to mind. And I could tell you guys, like, because I've obviously taught thousands of IELTS students, right, in my many years of teaching. And the times that I have, after a part two answer, stopped and asked the student, like, is that true? That's amazing. Because I was so amazed with their answer. And they were like, no, I totally made that up. Like, those were some of the most amazing part two answers that I've heard.
I love that. That's so good. So, guys, this is proven. This works. This works. You're listening to a former examiner and getting it straight from, what's that expression? The horse's mouth? What is that?
straight from the horse's mouth. Yeah, that's a thing.
Love it. Love it.
People say so many idioms, guys. So, guys, I bet you wonder, what would you get if you took IELTS right now? Like, what level are you at, right? You got to know where you're starting from before you can start studying. Because like, what do you study? So guys, to find out, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a super short quiz, get your estimated IELTS band score, and tons of free resources.
Yeah, guys, go for it. One more time, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, and we'll see you there. All right, Jessica, this has been a good episode here. Lots of good vocabulary.
So fun. Thanks for recording today, Lindsay.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.